This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim. There's a study out this morning that if you're a waking baker or a bacon waker or whatever it's called, if you smoke marijuana and you're under 50, you're more than likely going to have a heart attack.
Really?
This is nasty.
Okay.
I think your chances, they said, are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack.
Yep.
In a brand new study that they've been studying for about, I think,
Bye,
15 years.
It was nice knowing you.
It was nice.
Is this alarming to you?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, I was already kind of aware of it. We had talked about this kind of previously on the show, like I think like a year ago. But a lot of people don't know that when you smoke weed, even though it's a considered a downer, like mentally, physically, it's increasing your heart rate. So it is harder on your heart and your cardiovascular system and all that stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Good talk.
Man, you could tell you went to that Bernie event.
What?
Well, he's just so much more serious about, you know.
About life.
Yeah, about life, about the economy and everything. I mean, he's very serious over the last couple of days.
I've learned a lot of stuff about weed recently that's just like, it actually is, weed's really bad for you if you didn't know that. Yeah.
It's not
crazy. You know what I learned yesterday?
Duh.
You know what I learned yesterday? That your uncle only has one eye.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How did I know that? You've told me that before.
He has a lazy eye, yeah, but he can only really see out of the one. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. I thought, the way I was told the story, he has no eye. Just one.
Yeah, it makes it sound like he's got a glass eye or something.
Yeah.
It's a lazy eye that he like can't see out of, really. But yeah.
I learned that yesterday at a lunch.
Here's the pot story.
Well, a lot of people in weed-loving Colorado may be troubled by a new study. It finds that people under 50 who use marijuana are 6 times more likely to have a heart attack than...
I wonder why under 50. I would think that if you're over 50, you're just as likely.
I think those are the only people that were in the study where they were under 50.
Okay. Yeah. Non-users, and 4 times more likely to have a stroke.
Woo!
The study was just published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. I called Dr. Robert Page, who is a professor of clinical pharmacy at CU Anschutz and who specializes in cardiology. And he says the study is not 100% proof that weed causes heart attacks and strokes.
Weed.
But it sure is a red flag, a bright red flag.
In terms of chronic use, even using, if you use it daily for 5 days, this observational data suggests that you have an increased risk still for stroke and at least myocardial or heart attack. And at 5 days or more, and it incrementally continues to go up the longer that you use it.
I don't know how people
Bye,
do it
Spadil.
Every day.
Bye.
Rip me. Yeah.
I don't get how you people do it every day. It's just, I would be just absolutely just a waste every single day of the week.
I know a lot of people that use it to self-medicate to go to bed. Like, you have to use it.
Which is actually really bad. Like, weed before bed is bad because it disrupts REM sleep. So, like, you actually don't get good rest if you smoke weed before bed. It's not good to smoke weed before you go to sleep.
Bye, Spadil.
I'm telling you, you need to go to more Bernie events.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because it really makes you a smarter dude. You come back so serious. I love that. Yeah.
They discovered there's this thing called cannabis hypermesis now, which is where, like, if you smoke too much weed, you have, like, this genetic thing where you don't get good rest at all, and then you get, like, physically ill from smoking weed.
So
and, like,
why didn't he have his eye fixed ever?
He had surgery. when he was, I think, like 8 or 9 years old on it.
Didn't take?
No.
Yeah.
Right. He didn't do the Tetris thing.
Yeah, you're supposed. If you have a lazy eye, you're supposed to play Tetris.
Tetris. Yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Because
your eye has to track the little puzzle pieces, so it helps you build the muscle.
Yeah.
man, you're
it's like
smart.
A workout.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe is it too late to give him Tetris now?
We could try, but he's
you might as well. You got
he's
nothing
like
to lose.
63, I think. So it might be a little too late.
It's been lazy for years. Yeah. Huh? All right, if you smoke weed, there you go. You got another warning out there. I think you get a warning every week if you do.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.